This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Having a lot of fun here on a Football Friday in Loop on Sports Radio 610. I already see where this is going to go. Can I beat you out on this? I don't think I can. The fellas of the drive. I'm just so unprepared. That's the problem. If I was
Boomer Jackson Katie.
That's right. It's the Boomer Jackson.
Say Boomer Jackson Katie.
Yeah. And well, where is it again?
Was that? Okay. Very good. Yeah, the Football Friday will roll on after us with
make
the fellas.
Make sure you tell Akeem hi when you out there.
At the Boomer Jackson Katie. The problem is, in thinking about all the other things that we are on a show, and now I'm just, you know the thing where you're in trouble and you keep trying to save yourself. That's what I'm doing right now. I recognize in the moment. But with all the things I'm thinking about, college football, the Texans, the rodeo lineup, I get to the moment where I'm like, hey, I should big up the fellas of the drive, and I don't remember where they are.
Yeah.
And so I try and look for it, and I never remember. And then Figgy ends up hitting you with the 8507 Queens Boulevard. All right. Obviously taking up a lot of bandwidth in my mind, and I imagine in your mind as well, Lopez, Figgy, and anybody listening with us, which we appreciate you doing, is Monday night Steelers, Texans. Texans obviously going to Acrisure Stadium there in Pittsburgh. And one of the things that's going to be important, not just in this game, but in the playoffs in general, is just what this offense looks like. Mm-hmm. And in listening to people talk about this game, right, and various different analysts and people covering this wild card weekend, the way that they talk about the offense is kind of funny because the best of them will acknowledge that this offense has made strides, but it's been wildly streaky. I think Sean even has done a good job of rolling out the moments where they just have long stretches of three and outs and just, you know, dying on the vine at times before ultimately getting it done with the defense and their capabilities. And so the question I've been asking myself over the last few days is, what does it take to stop this offense from being so streaky? Because this would be a great time for that to cease.
Now would be good.
Right now would be awesome for this team to not be all that streaky. So 713-572-4610. I want to start here, though, by going to C.J. Stroud and just hearing what his perspective is on this offense at this point, and particularly what stands out with Nick Caley and this offense. This is going to be a Stroud cut five fig. Oh, my bad.
I think they're doing amazing. I think a lot of guys have been in there, and I think just schematically too, just me trying to get the ball out as best.
Did I give you the wrong one? I gave you the wrong one.
Yeah, I had nine cues.
See, I'm rattled. I'm rattled. The Boomer Jackson Katie rattled me up. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right, this is C.J. Stroud talking about Caley in the offense.
I think his ability to block out the noise and continue to go forward. I think everybody in this day and age wants a microwave. They want. Just throw something in the microwave, let it heat up fast, and be the new product. And that's none of us. So, You know, football is an oven type of sport, or whatever you use, a crock pot, whatever, whatever any of y'all use. Yeah, whatever. So, I mean, I think, you know, this team, you know, and we try to do our best to just block out the noise, you know, and just stay, you know, in our brotherhood and lean on one another. I thought he's done a great job of, you know, leaning on us, asking us what we like, even if it didn't work, like not running away from asking guys, you know, what they like, and putting guys in position to, you know, do what we need to do best. So, you know, we're still working. We're still, you know, got ways to go, but I'm just proud of that guy, man. I think he's done a heck of a job of calling it, of, you know, being honest, you know, and really one thing I respect about Kel is, like, he doesn't, you know, point fingers. And if he does, it's in the right way. It's not like blame game. It's like, hey, you can be better here because I know you can. So he's uplifting, you know, and I have a lot of love for that guy. But he's done a heck of a job for us this year.
And that's how you get an endorsement for knockoff Pop-Tarts.
What? Explain that to me.
He didn't know where to go with the microwave, oven, crock pot.
It sounds like that brother don't cook.
He doesn't have a lot of experience in the kitchen.
Hey, what y'all use?
He was doing so great. He was doing so well. He's like, this ain't no microwave, this oven. Or I guess a crock pot?
I don't know.
Whatever y'all use, I don't know. Hey, brother, you don't cook.
By the way, I forget what they're called. So the textures help me. The little Pop-Tart knockoffs that he's endorsing. Not bad. Pretty
oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but anyway.
With jams? Is it jams that he was?
I think that's it. Yes.
I thought it was like the Uncrustables.
That's what I mean. I said Pop-Tart. It's like an Uncrustables.
Now I'm just hungry. What are you doing?
All right, his point on Nick Caley, I don't think should be, I don't think it should be minimized, even though I just kind of did a second ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because that is Nick Caley's superpower. You know, the fact that we've learned that he is not afraid to ask questions of other staff. His ego is not so big that it's like my way. He understands the struggles that they've had. Now, keep in mind, I'm not going to be sitting here, you know, endorsing Nick Caley for a lifetime contract as offensive coordinator. All I'm saying is he does have this power, or at least has checked his ego enough to be able to be more of a people person, to delegate, to listen, to be able to make adjustments. We've seen adjustments over the course of the year, whether it's the offensive line, which I know other people had a say in that as well, but still, whether it was the offensive line or how they're using the offense, how they're using C.J. Stroud, being able to get C.J. Stroud out of this funk that he seemed to be in early in the year. So that should not be minimized. I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
You asked, what does it take for this offense to not be so streaky?
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
That's underlying within the question, yeah?
Can you make it anything less than streaky? That's what it is. That's what it's been all year.
Yeah, and I think in order to find a way to not make it streaky, we got to answer why have they been so damn streaky. And I think some of that is what a texter was getting to, which is when a team decides that they're going to add pressure, do they handle it well?
Mm-hmm.
And what was it yesterday that I was going through? I had gone through some of all of C.J. Stroud's instances where he was against the blitz.
Mm-hmm.
And there's instances where they handle it well, and it starts with pass pro, right? Being able to pick up the blitz. They've actually done a pretty good job down the stretch of picking up 5-man blitzes,
mm-hmm.
6-man blitzes at times. They could pick those up, and if you give C.J. Stroud the opportunity to stay clean, we know that he's capable of handling that. It's when teams know to send more and be impressed and not give a quick answer and force this offense to have to extend and create a little something out of nothing that they're able to do that. So I think that probably hurts it. But I think also is one of those things that we were talking about earlier in the show today, which is just being good in early downs and getting yourself to being good on good third downs.
Right.
And that's something that I think Caley, they had some answers for early on, and that was something they harped on big. In the last few weeks, it's slipped at times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you end up with these three and outs that ultimately lead to a streaky nature. And so how do you fix that on early downs? I think one of the general things about being less streaky is just leaning into what you're good at.
Yeah, no, but again, what you're good at versus what you try to do is two different things with this squad.
At times.
You know.
At times.
Because we're going to run the ball. But you're not real good at running the ball. So that's where it gets a little bit, you know, dicey to me. And just the whole streaky aspect, we've seen some good moments from this offense.
Yeah.
But the scoreboard kind of says otherwise by and large. They don't score a lot of points. And red zone says otherwise. You know, we've seen some big plays, and then the drive, you know, peters out. You know, this streak of nine wins in a row, I think they've scored 20 or fewer points five times. That's not going to cut it. Now, I might cut it against Pittsburgh, you know, because that's how they like to play the game too. But if you're talking about the offense, it's got to be better than that.
No, it really does. Mm-hmm. And I think some of this, like I said, is leaning into what goes well or what you do well. And I think that that's going to be Nick Haley managing to find answers quicker. And I don't even know how you do that, right? Mm-hmm. How do you just, have the right answer faster? You know, that's a very simplistic way of looking at it. But you do find, like, there's been games where you've come out with a good opening script. How many times have we made mention of that sitting in the press box watching it? Like, okay, the opening script is good. Mm-hmm. But then when it's time to get a feel and a pulse for what the game is, it'll slack off a little bit before the answer comes along in time. Mm-hmm. I think that that is one of those things that you won't have the luxury of in the playoffs. And it'll make the margin thinner for this team in general.
There's another factor here that it has to be mentioned. The Texans in this 9-game win streak, by and large, have gotten the lead, you know, and been able to protect that lead. I know some of these games got a little dicey, close, et cetera. I wonder how much of that is D'Amico Ryans. Once they get a lead, get on the headset, because he's got his hands over there. He's not calling plays. He's not drawing them up. He's not necessarily game planning. But, you know, when the Texans – I wonder how much he just says, dial it back. Dial it back. We got a lead.
Do you think D'Amico Ryans would really do that?
I absolutely think he would do that. He says it, you know, during the week about the things they want to be and how they, you know, just get me to 20. You know, he literally has said those words, just get me to 20. So when they have a lead, I'm wondering if he's like, all right, let's not get too crazy here. Maybe that's how he puts it, however you want to say it.
But, okay.
You know, kind of dialing it back when maybe, you know, rather than get, let's try to open this thing up.
Yeah. You know? So, I'm glad you said that, because do you think he's the type of coach, let's say they up by let's say they up by three or something like that, or maybe they got a chance to push it to like a touchdown or something like mm-hmm. that, fourth and one. Do you think he just going to kick the field goal?
I think that's slightly different.
Or do he try to get the first down in the game?
I think that's slightly different. I think he wants the more comfortable margin. But what I'm saying is, if you're up a touchdown, I think he's like, we got this. You know, let's be careful. Let's try to score. But, you know, let's sort of
because you got some coaches that's like, you know, go for it. Fourth down, let's go.
Dan Campbell.
Yeah, because I feel like, I mean, Kiami had six field goals mm-hmm. last week. I feel like he probably trusts the kicker a lot where he won't be super aggressive.
Yeah.
All right, I'll bite. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to grant you that, as D'Amico Ryans at times kind of calls the dogs off.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even want to put it like that. I just think he's like, the term I keep using is he wants to win by 30 points.
Sure.
But I think he's saying, just dial it back. Let's not take those shots. Let's not risk the long throws over the middle. Let's, you know, let's run pass. Let's be maybe, you know, everybody wants to win by a comfortable margin. D'Amico Ryans included. What I'm saying is, once they get a touchdown lead or a relatively comfortable margin, I think he's
let
more
the foot
than
off the pedal
to,
just a little
to
bit.
Just say, all right.
All right. Man. If that's the case, again, mm-hmm. is that something where you would want that to shift into the slightly more aggressive, or however you would want to term this, way of doing things? Because again, the underlying question here is so that you have a better opportunity of winning these football games mm-hmm. in the playoffs, and ultimately so that we can all see a nice Houston Texans tattoo on your right arm, you know, John Lopez, when the Texans win a Super Bowl. And so that's why I asked the question, how mm-hmm. do you stop this offense from being so damn streaky? It's not just for the sake of seeing better offense. It's mm-hmm. so that you have more margin for seeing a better football team.
Yeah.
So would you want to see a D'Amico Ryans shift if that is indeed what's happening, where he's asking the team to, hey, be a little bit less aggressive in times when we actually have a lead?
Well, for personal reasons, yes, because it's less stressful. And I think there are a lot of coaches out there that not just do that, but have proved that you can thrive like that. I mean, you know, the Rams never take their foot off the gas. You know, even teams like Seattle never take their foot off the gas. They're up by 10, they want to be up by 20, and they're willing to take their shots. I think that's the difference. I just don't think D'Amico personally, and whether he's wired, he's just not wired to do that. You know, he sees more risk than reward.
I think this is something that I'm hoping that they mm-hmm. that they have an opportunity to fix. But I mean, CJ Stroud, even in that answer that he gives, mm-hmm. where he's, you know, talking about Nick Haley and the growth that they've had, we've still got a long way to go.
Yeah.
It's still a sentiment, and we've heard it a time and time again. And I wonder, is there actually more to ring, or is that just kind of a platitude at this point? Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. And as has been evidenced, and as I think we should be able to say here, is that they can and probably have an and probably will, at least this week, win the way that they have. I'm not trying to say that this
Oh, no, it's working.
This is absolutely necessary. But
yeah,
the idea of being less streaky, one, would make it more comfortable, and two, I think raises the altitude of what this team capable of doing.
Look, it is working. But we also saw this season, you know, those one-score games go the other way. So it's just a matter of they've been on a good streak, and the defense has gotten better.
Maybe the answer is just hyping these dudes up, getting these dudes to a different place.
Let's hype them up.
I just realized this watching the video of the hype-up video that the Texans media put out for these playoffs, which they've been doing such a fantastic job of late. Do you recognize or do you remember when a few weeks ago J.J. Watt randomly just sent a video or a picture on Twitter mm-hmm. of him on the Houston Methodist Training Center grounds?
Oh yeah.
Of NRG Stadium. I just realized he was probably recording this hype video. So that sets you up, because J.J. Watt is the man who you will hear getting you hype for the Texans playoffs.
Our city has something different about it. Something forged, not found. It's in our DNA. It's in every fiber of our being. We were once the Bulls on parade.
This defense, they are the real deal.
But now, Cap's got this team swarming.
How do we want to build a team? I don't want to build it with players who swarm.
See, we have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset that we never stop believing in.
When you think about a swarm, it's about that brotherhood, that togetherness, where we are powerful as one.
When you show up, you better be willing to do what they're not. Every snap, every breath, every hit.
And it's picked off. The takeaway train starts to roll.
Swarm is how work gets done. It's belief when no one else believes.
Texans run to save their season. Steps up. He's going to run. Mills. Touchdown, Texans.
At one point, it seemed like their season was falling apart. He believed the whole time.
This isn't about being heard. It's about becoming impossible to ignore.
These brothers are no joke. This defense is ferocious. They hit, they're rough riders. I mean, they come at you like that. Houston could be deadly.
Christ is caught by Petrie.
So listen up, because records, they don't mean a damn thing anymore.
We let the whole world know who the heck is on.
Ground well protected.
Collins wide into the end zone.
Collins. Touchdown.
What a catch.
No matter what we're up against, no matter how we have to go out to find a way to win games,
you guys do that, man.
A swarm is coming, and it's built to hunt, built to finish.
A humongous touchdown to end the regular season.
And built to stop anything in our way. And if you've been here long enough, you know exactly what that means. H's up, H-Town.
All right, so we heard this and didn't see it before the show. Watching it and hearing it,
it does something for you.
It's a little better.
Yeah,
It definitely hits much, much stronger. Good job by JJ.
For a second there, JJ, I felt like his voice was getting to a place where I was like, this sounds kind of different. But you know what I realized? Mm-hmm. This is probably the voice that JJ saved for like in them huddles.
Oh, yeah.
Amongst those dudes.
Oh, yeah.
He turned it up to a different level there.
Mm-hmm. You mess with me, you got problems.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was great.
So, I think you were right, because you synced it up so that we were watching it as it went. Yeah. And there it's a different feel when you watch it. So I encourage you, hit up any Houston social media site, you know, whether it's on Instagram or their Twitter account or whatever. Watch that another time if that did something for you. Somebody said, yeah, now run it up the middle 10 times. Hey, whatever it takes to get the W, big dog. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's time we hand things off to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so the top 10 analog trends people are doing in 2026. I want to see if you guys would be down for doing anything on this list. Plus, a guy gets caught cheating at a restaurant, and he's suing.
What?
Why would Rick Pitino do that? We'll do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Today is the 9th, so we're 9 days into 2026.
Yes. Yep.
And a lot of people try to do a little, I guess, I don't want to call it a new thing, but they got a trend where, analog trends, where they try to go into the next year and only use certain things and kind of ditch the electronics type of stuff. So it was a poll that found a lot of Americans trying to get on board with this. So I'm going to go through the top 10 lists of things people want to get back to.
All right, I
want to see if it's something y'all would be like, hey, I wouldn't mind doing that. I'm like, I could see myself doing that. Number one on the list is using an actual notebook for notes. I think Reggie do that a lot too.
I do it every day.
Really? Okay. Yeah. You don't take notes on your phone?
My phone, I'm just obviously like everybody else. Everything I put on my calendar, I use my phone so much. I'm talking about like when I'm at my desk at night or in the mornings, you know, I'm always writing stuff down.
That's hard for me now, man.
Really?
Yeah, I try to write something the other day. I'm just like, ooh.
I say I do it every day. When I'm at my desk, I have to.
You try write, like, using real notes.
Yeah. The bad thing about using the real notes is I often will write like on a loose sheet of paper and then accidentally recycle it. Or I'll write it in my notebook, but my notebook does not come with me everywhere.
Right.
And so sometimes you need to catch that note. But
yeah.
I think one of the things I've always believed, especially for myself, but I think it's a general thing. However, it's tough to speak for everybody else. I think you do better of like getting that thought trapped into your brain by actually
having the physical act
with it.
When I'm writing it down on my desk, a lot of times it kind of resurfaces here, even though it's still sitting on my desk, you know, whatever the note or stat or whatever.
By the way, going back to the rodeo announcement of artists, apparently that's Co Wetzel. Pronounced Co.
Well, I told you I didn't know him.
I know.
Did you pronounce it?
I think I might have pronounced the A. It might have been Coe.
Yes. Okay, gotcha. Co.
Shout out to Co.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about reading books? Not the e-books, not
physical books.
Listening to a book, but physical books.
I do that. However, I'm actually a lot more amenable to to digital books or even audiobooks. Have you seen all the conversation about is listening to an audiobook reading?
I kind of mess around with my wife like that because she do audiobooks a lot.
Uh-huh.
Get in the car and just listening to a book. I'm like, this ain't reading. You ain't reading no book. I always mess around with it. But I think at this point, I mean, you got through the book.
I mixed bag for me, by the way. Sometimes audio, sometimes, you know, if I have the time, I'll read. But I'll put that whole conversation, my thought on it is, it's the same thing as reading in terms of your mind and your imagination.
Yes. There's actually studies that have substantiated that.
Yeah. What about this, Lopez? You brought up how you use the digital calendars and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about using a paper calendar?
Absolutely not.
Decades.
Absolutely.
We used to have one back here. Oh, we still got one.
It's
right
still
here.
Up there. Yeah. That's 2025, isn't it? Oh, no, it's actually 26?
2026.
Yeah. Who updated that?
Salute to T-Mill.
I was like, ain't no way.
He got to be the only one.
I can almost tell you the exact date I stopped using calendars.
Oh, really? What was it?
It was in August of 2007.
Is that because it's still up there?
No.
It still say that.
Never got rid of it.
I used to use planners. Remember the daily planners?
Oh, yeah.
I was awful
at planners.
I use those planners all the time. And in my office, I have every planner from like 1989 stacked up. It's like the size of, it's like 6-7 feet high.
Yeah.
And the top one, it says 07.
Goodness gracious. Mm-hmm.
What about playing physical games?
Oh, like actually playing Monopoly or something? Well, I would never play Monopoly. It's a game for bad people. But yeah, like actually physically playing games. I haven't done that as
vacation.
Much recently. What?
On vacation.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I thought you were saying that was the name of a game.
No, I never even thought about playing board games on vacation. Yeah.
Well, not like going to.
You're just off?
Not if I'm going to Costa Rica, but if we're spending a long weekend.
Is it windy in Costa Rica?
Huh?
Is it windy?
No, hopefully not.
All right. I don't know. All the vacation spots, I got to make sure
it's
that you
not
know.
Like Aruba.
The wind like? Yeah, Aruba windy, man. You can't
Costa
go there.
Rica.
Oh, have fun.
How many people do you think know what the hell we're talking about when they say something like that?
For those who don't know, Ron and Shell Hughley went to vacation in Aruba. And John was like, ugh, it's too windy over there.
The first thing that he mentions when he heard Aruba is like, oh, that's just
And oh, by
really
the way,
windy.
What did Ron say when he got back? Yeah, it was.
He said he enjoyed his vacation.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
But
he said he drank a lot of them colorful drinks.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Like on a long weekend down at Rance Pass or something.
Okay. I got you. Using an alarm clock. Not the alarm clock on your phone, but clock.
No.
You out on that one?
I was a physical alarm clock user for a long time.
Yeah, me too.
But the phone actually works so much better.
I actually have a physical clock in my room, but I don't use it for an alarm.
Yeah.
I think it would piss me off. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got to physically get up. to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would kind of tick me off. Writing letters.
Ooh, I wish I had the right answer for this.
You could do that. I still write
all the time.
That's what I'm saying. That shouldn't be an issue for you.
Part of it is my handwriting is so bad. A lot of times I'll just send an email or a text.
Boo.
I've got horrible handwriting.
My handwriting.
And writing a letter is not worth it unless it's handwritten.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it from that perspective. Yeah. Well, I think you can make it work if you typed it out, but you have to add other flourishes. Like you have to use an actual wax stamp.
Maybe.
Add something nice. And that's the reason why. If I was being honest, it's such a good idea, but I'm being honest about myself. I'm too lazy for that. The effort that it takes to do that, I am unwilling to do. And I recognize what it says about me, and I'm judging myself as well.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I be kind of struggling whenever I get my wife a card. I be trying to write a nice little long note in there.
It's hard.
I be like, man. I'm like, man, I should just print this up and just stick it on
you end
top
up with
the card.
The words are really big and they start getting real small.
When you run out, you got to go right down the side.
Don't let me mess up on something. I'm like, oh, man, it's over.
Got to get a new card.
I just scribble it out. Yeah. What about using an old school planner?
Well, I just said mine. School, yeah. 1989 to 2007.
That planner will be in my backpack.
Every single day.
I tried that a couple years ago, man. Keep trying to write stuff down. I never used it. Mm-hmm. Wearing a regular watch, not a smart watch, but just a regular real watch.
I would do that. I would absolutely do that. I've just, because my smart watch, it doesn't do all that much. I think a lot of people, well, maybe not, I shouldn't speak for it, but at least some people that I know, the smartwatch is just for the tracking capabilities that it gives you.
I don't understand why I'm wearing a smartwatch. I got the Apple Watch. I don't do anything with it.
Yeah, I will see the message.
You don't use it for your phone?
Well, I do. I'll see the message on my watch and then pull out my phone, which is just an extra step.
Dog, I took that off.
Really?
I took that notification off. I'm like, I don't really need it like that.
Oh, yeah, you should take that off.
I never
Let me hold on to that for you. I got you.
Never really worn jewelry.
It's an Apple Watch, Reggie.
You know this. I've never really worn jewelry, never worn watches.
It sells the same.
Never worn Apple Watches, never worn my wedding ring. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. How's your wife feel about that?
She's fine now.
All right, what about analog music? So records, CDs.
Big fan.
Radio.
Huge fan
of
that.
A lot of people are listening to the radio right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm a big fan of radio, but I am. No, big fan of this. I acknowledge the buddy it requires. And I'll get in my little runs of getting vinyl records, but then I'll stop for a while because I'm just like, that's probably not the best way to use your money right now, Reggie. Mm-hmm. But no, I think that there's absolutely value. I'm big on the idea of physical media, especially because when it's digital, they could take it away from you.
Something about that white noise, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, that record sound when you drop the needle?
Yeah. Honestly, I like that noise with a cassette tape, too.
Yeah.
You kind of hear that with a cassette
tape. Cassettes don't get that love? Like, the vinyl records are getting love. Cassettes don't get that love.
Yeah, they're trying to make a comeback. I don't think it was. I went to a couple concerts, and this guy, salute to Fat Tony, he actually
That's
had
not
some
a real person.
That's a real person.
Lopez, that's not a real person.
And he's not fat. That's the funny part about it.
All right.
And last one, actual cameras, like real cameras.
Like disposable cameras?
Mm-hmm. No, not disposable. Like you have a camera.
Okay. Not a camera phone, not a digital camera, but like real, just a camera.
I would use it for wildlife, you know, something like that. But
that's such an old man response.
No.
When I go birding.
Well.
Yeah, you're looking, looking at the bird expert
again,
right there.
I'll have it in Costa Rica.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like
the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Miss Saban and Luke Sports Radio 610. I'll get y'all out of here on this. So imagine getting caught cheating in a viral video from a restaurant. That's exactly what happened. So one man said a restaurant posted a promotional TikTok video.
Okay.
And it showed him dining with another woman.
Oh, it was an accident.
Yeah, it was that. He wasn't trying to be in it.
Yeah.
It was just imagine going in the restaurant and they shooting content to kind of promote.
Wow.
And so it showed him dining with another woman who wasn't his wife.
This is like the concert.
You know? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So the video went viral. The wife saw it. And now he's suing the restaurant, claiming that they violated his privacy and destroyed his personal life. So the funny part is they wasn't trying to get him.
Yeah,
they,
an accident.
They ain't put a camera in his face and said, "Hey, tell me about the food." And they were just
showing
showing the restaurant, saying, "Hey, come dine in the restaurant." They probably thought that was his wife.
Yeah,
he was eating with, but he's currently suing the restaurant. So I
know he's winning this.
No,
I got to ask y'all the question: do you think he's is the restaurant wrong for this, or is the guy wrong for the obvious?
The question I would ask, and if there's any lawyers,
they ain't get this permission to nothing,
right? If so there's any lawyers, that's the thing that I ask is like, is this just you're in public and there's not a reasonable expectation of privacy? Is that what would be the ruling here?
As long as they didn't make it into like an actual commercial that they paid for, like if this was just a social media post, sorry.
Hey, keep your head on the swivel, baby.
Yeah, you're out.
This
there.
Ain't the 1950s where you could have a whole nother family across the street. You better be on your P's and Q's if you're stepping out.
But if this was like they put it on television or whatever, video on some platforms, and they paid for it as an advertisement, and this is my restaurant, and you have people in there that didn't consent, then he might have a case.
But see, it'd be a little tricky because even up here at the radio station, we got signs that say, "Hey, you walk up here, you might be recorded, you know, for our purposes type stuff."
Yeah.
So I wonder if this restaurant or restaurants going forward had to put signs on the door and stuff like that.
I'm siding with
because I wonder if the lawyer could kind of get something out of this.
Like, well, he's going to try.
You know what the lawyer's getting out of this?
Find a loophole.
Billable hours. That's what the lawyer's getting out of this. He's like, I'll take this case.
So you don't think it's a loophole in this where
they
the
might
restaurant
be.
Could be wrong
I don't
this.
Think so, though, but there might be.
I don't know that he's getting this.
I don't know
that he's getting that. Yeah. I mean, also, I kind of don't respect him for going about it this way. Mm-hmm. All right, if you're going to be stepping out, you got to understand the game you playing. And this is a charge it to the game occasion if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, to me, this is just going out fighting.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I lost everything. I might as well try to sue.
Which is nasty business. Like, be an adult. You was out here stepping out. You got caught. That's the game, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't want this, stay at the house, you know?
Yeah. Or don't take the girl out publicly like that, man.
Yeah,
you
that's
kind of
brazen
else.
Too, man.
Yeah, that's brave enough, man.
Yeah.
That's one reason alone not to cheat, because you never know who see you.
And I want to make it clear, we are talking pretty openly about this, but I believe that the stance of In the Loop here on Sports Radio 610 is that you should not cheat on your partner. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is the take.
Not
that,
in public.
Okay, all right. I didn't need the addition, but thank you for that.
And if you do, just don't do it in public.
Yeah, what a fool. Who would cheat in public like that?
I love that. Not in public.
That is Figgy's mixtape. You hear it at
nobody see it. That's
1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you believe to be mixtape worthy. All right. No, it's not an if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. That's not what the quote means, old school the Trey. All right, coming up next, we get ready to draft the weekend on what should be a really fun weekend of sports before we talk to the fellas of the drive out at the Boomer Jackson Katie. We'll do that next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A fantastic football Friday headed into the wild card weekend in the National Football League. Appreciation to the Academy of Sports and Outdoors for the football Friday. Before we get to drafting the weekend here and going through some of what should be a lot of really good sports this weekend, I kind of feel bad that I've waited this long to throw out a salute, if you don't mind, Figgy, me borrowing from your from mixtape. A salute to Glenn Davis, who it was announced this week will no longer be a part of the presentation of the Houston Dynamo after, 20 years in the city of Houston being the lead voice on soccer. Obviously you want to just give him his flowers straight up. Like, he does a great job of advocating for soccer. And I think the sad part about this on the other side of it is I think it's that advocacy in as strong terms as he will use that a lot of people believe is the reason why this partnership with the Dynamo or this relationship with the Dynamo has been terminated. And there's been a lot of people giving Dynamo heat behind this. And I understand why, because it does feel like that's the reason why he's no longer working the Dynamo. And it feels really bad headed into a season where you've got World Cup here and not having him a part of this product right now feels bad.
Look, I've worked with Glenn Davis at the Chronicle, and I've worked with him on the radio, and I've seen him at Dynamo games. And what you just said is 100% what his life is, advocating for the best possible, cultural and sports influence in terms of soccer in this city. And he's been advocating for it. And shout out to him. Glad you brought it up.
Yeah. And what I will say is I think that the best businesses, companies, but most importantly, the best teams are ones that can appreciate and know how to internalize criticism. And this doesn't feel like that.
Yeah.
And that's how I'll put it there. But salute to Glenn Davis. I know that this is not it for him when it comes to being an advocate in soccer. Maybe so. But I know that he's dogged in the way he goes about things. Oh, yeah. So I don't think this is going to be any level of real deterrent to the way that he goes about advocating for soccer. With that being the case, am I going to select the soccer game in this week's drafting a weekend? That is always the question that nobody cares about and only I can answer.
Yeah.
As we draft the weekend here in the loop, the order for today: John Lopez, the number one pick.
Hey.
Figgy, you will have the second selection. I will have the third as we select our weekend of sports.
Yeah, it's going to be easy. Look, you're a college football fanatic. Peach Bowl, 6:30 p.m.
Tonight? Yeah.
Tonight, Oregon versus Indiana. Going to be a great one. Hope it's half as good as last night. We're in for a treat.
This is going to be a really fun one. This is a big boy battle. Oregon, it's one of the things I love about Dan Lanning. Dan Lanning went to Oregon and broke the old, Oregon is just a quick, fast team, and made them SEC-like in their big in strength and everything, or I guess Big Ten-like
in
some ways.
Yeah.
They got big boyed by Indiana earlier this year when they played. And so the big question for me is, are you going to have that same big boy tendency of Indiana over Oregon, as Oregon has seen that from Indiana, and they made that as part of their identity? Mm-hmm. Also, a small thing to note, Oregon doesn't have a lot of wide receivers eligible at this point. I think they might have 4 or 5 still. Mm-hmm. So how does Dante Moore in this offense, how does it go? Maybe not necessarily having the best wide receiver situation for themselves against the Indiana team that's been exquisite.
And maybe the number one and number two quarterbacks to be drafted.
Quite possibly. Quite possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to go tomorrow, wild card action, Jacks, Bills.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That is an excellent
I was pick. Actually thinking about the other game. The other game that played later that night.
Packers and Bears?
Not the Packers.
No,
the
Packers, he's talking about the Sunday game. I'm guessing Chargers Patriots is the one that you're thinking of, or the one in the middle.
Chargers Patriots, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, That's a good one. This one feels like, if it's not the best of the wild card weekend games outside of the Texans, which we don't draft, mind you. We don't draft the Texans. Everybody knows that that would be the number one pick. But outside of these, it feels like it'd be the best one. And even if you don't view that, for Houstonians, it's going to be the one of most interest because that is who you would play likely if you won, right? You would. Yeah. Well, actually, I can't say that because of the reshuffle.
Depends on who wins. Yeah.
But this is going to be of great import. And sometimes it's just you look over and you go, that's the other team in my division, and I want to see them suffer.
I want to see them lose.
What's a possible path for them that for the Texans to get another home game?
I think
you're rooting for the lower seeds in all of these. Yeah, how you get yourselves another home game. You need the Buffalo Bills to win, and then you need the Chargers to go up to New England and upset them, and then you will have a game in the divisional round at NRG Stadium.
Seems like it's very possible, too.
Mm-hmm. It is possible. How do you feel about this game? We were talking earlier, the key matchup I described was the secondaries, or maybe the passing defense, to put it more plainly, versus these two quarterbacks, because that's where it feels like the strength is on either side, and that's the susceptibility in some ways on the defensive side. Who would you cast your die to in one of those ways?
Oh boy, I think. See, here's the thing, and not to change the subject.
But no, I'm with you.
Every one of these teams have a flaw, which is what's going to make this postseason so interesting and unpredictable. But
The reason I asked you is because I don't actually have an answer myself.
Yeah.
This Jags team is the most complete team, and there's
right now.
I would like to be honest and say that I'm just being a hater and wanting to see them lose.
Yeah.
There's a little bit in me that's afraid of what this Jacksonville team has put together.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I know that people are going to hear me and say, "Bump that. We don't care about Jacksonville."
Jacksonville guys.
Yeah. I recognize that. I hear you. At the same time, if I'm being as honest as I can be, which I try to be with you guys as listeners and just as I go about my life.
Yeah.
That's a scary football team. Generally,
what's the real issue with the Patriots? Because I feel like a lot of people kind of scared to jump on the Patriots bandwagon.
They ain't play much.
They played the softest schedule, certainly of all the teams that are still left in the playoffs.
Yeah, without question. And I'm actually going to select this football game as
Patriots.
Am I? Wait a minute. Hold on.
Go on and get that soccer match, man. Come on. Stop playing.
Y'all not taking it. That's a value pick.
He's hey, you know, Sunderland is playing Everton.
You know, I'm gonna take that one.
You don't know which one I am. You don't know which one I'm talking
play
about.
Play keeps.
Actually, I will. I will do this. No, I couldn't do it. Give me Packers at Bears. I think that this is going to be a fun matchup. 7 p.m. Unfortunately, it's the Prime Video game, so make sure you got your streaming together. But I think of the streamers, I think that's the one that people are most comfortable with. This is going to be all gas, no brakes.
Yeah.
I am so excited for the high-flying fireworks that are probable within this game. A Chicago Bears defense that's bad outside of turnover.
Mm-hmm.
A Green Bay Packers defense that's been riddled by injury and thus it has less teeth. What are you going to have between Caleb Williams and Jordan Love? Is the coaching experience that Matt LaFleur has going to show up over the X's and O's acumen of Ben Johnson? This is a game that I am incredibly intrigued with. And currently, it's just a 1.5-point favor of the Bears. Right?
Yeah. I feel like this is going to be exactly what you just said. Probably the most, in terms of like TV entertaining, you know, up and down the field.
Yes.
Kind of like last night's game. I think this is going to be it. But you made my choice a lot easier between that game and this one. So it's going to be this one. Niners and Eagles. These two teams have played in the last three Super Bowls, one or the other of them. And they both talk about flaws. I mean, they both have some significant flaws that are, if they get hot, if they flip that switch, as B. Scott was talking about earlier, then one of these could be back there.
It's really weird for me because these teams both feel pretty hobbled to some degree, which is unfair because the Eagles, it's just because I have low feelings about them because they constantly find themselves not living up to what feels like their actual potential at the time. How much do you feel like Kyle Shanahan's acumen makes up for what the San Francisco 49ers are dealing with injury-wise?
Whatever a lot is, that.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. But yeah, the Eagles, 5.5-point favorites in that. Fig, what you got?
I'm going to go Patriots and Patriots-Chargers. Yeah, Patriots-Chargers.
Yeah, man, you got your pick. You got your pick around back to you. Yeah. This one's interesting. Justin Herbert seems to be like feeling a little bit better with the hand, but it's funny. The Chargers have a very bad offensive line with all the injuries that they've sustained. It feels like the Patriots aren't really situated to take advantage of that.
Maybe. I mean, you know, the way they run the ball and their defense, you know, they might be able to, but we'll see.
Are you, in the hopes of getting another game at NRG Stadium, do you feel good about the two games that obviously we selected? The Buffalo being Jacksonville, and then this one would need to happen, the Chargers managing to get over the Patriots?
I feel actually less confident about Bills and Jaguars than Chargers Patriots.
Okay. Mm.
Well, maybe that makes more sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
You think the Jags could get the Bills?
I think the Jags could absolutely get the Bills.
Okay.
And I think the Chargers absolutely have a shot against the Patriots.
And just for the bit, because my actual selection would be Rockets Portland tonight to get a feel for what that looks like, again, on the second side.
Arsenal and Portsmouth?
No, it is not. Nigeria versus Algeria in AFCON happening tomorrow. Yeah. Will my Super Eagles be able to knock off one of the better teams in the AFCON side in Algeria? And they was also out here mocking Patrice Lumumba, and I don't respect that. So I need my Super Eagles to get this done. I live true to the bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat. throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.